Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay.
All right, go on.
Right. Oh, it's a bit slow.
It's interminably slow. Is that it, Judith? Is that your magical Christmas moment for us?
I think it might be a bit old and worn out like us.
Oh God. Is it one of those, is it a musical box disguised just as a musical box?
No,
is there going to be something that jumps out of it and gives you a nice... That's scare. It makes you shit your pants on Christmas Day.
That would be much more exciting. No, it's a little snow scene, and I do like a twinkly, sparkly snow scene of a teddy and some Christmas trees. I bought it in Harrods, and I reckon it was a guilt purchase. I was filming or something at some fucking airport.
Yes.
I've never liked it.
Overpriced, bit exactly. of tat. Because you had neglected your family yet again. Right.
Wait a minute. Hold on, I don't know how to put it outside. Hold on, I'm going to put it out.
Throw it
the
out
step.
Of the window. Smash it. There we go.
Bloody hell.
Oh, well, I'll just keep you entertained, folks.
I'm back.
It's 9
I'm
o'clock
back.
In the morning. It's early for me. It's not early for Judith, but it's early for me.
I'm
at our Sarah's. I've got myself down here. I've got all the kit is set up and we are ready to go because Daisy is off on her travels.
Yes, busy lady. Run up to Christmas, two children. Oh, well, that's a busy time.
Well, but what about us?
Indeed.
She's young. She can cope.
Yes. Give us some more work. That's what people do.
I've let it all go a bit, Judith. I've got very lax in the past week.
Oh, I want to hear about this because I'm on the smug side of that. Go on, tell me.
The thing is, you can be as smug as you like. The fact is, here's an admission between you, me and Daisy. I don't give a shit. I've just stopped after a little flurry of activity last week when we had our Christmas lunch and all that. I kind of stopped. I thought, I've had it now. I've done Christmas.
That's it.
You drew the line.
Yeah.
I haven't. And I suddenly realised last night, I sort of sat bolt upright in my bed at 3 a.m. as we all do. And I thought, fuck, I've got a fuck ton of wrapping to do. I've got to do all the wrapping.
It's caught up with you, hasn't it?
Are you ahead, Judith?
In front is the is that's what my mother always used to say. She said, I'm in front. I just want to get in front.
I think I'm very behind. I think I'm lagging. Are you all wrapped and are gifts under the tree?
I am in front and I've sort of... I tell you what, I'm in that dangerous territory where you're done and you start thinking, maybe I could do that. I could just go and get some material and make a dress. No, Judith, stop.
Have you done your own chocolate log?
No, it's all the cooking is gone to Mike and the girls. They've taken it off me. I didn't ask them to.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
Was there a physical tussle over this?
No. Well, I think it was a kind of
big
decision.
It's like a kitchen coup.
It is. It's butt out, Mum. Butt out. Get out of the way.
Does that mean, though, you're on twin duty? Does that mean that instead of sort of bustling away in the kitchen and having a quick swig of whatever is in the fridge just to, you know, keep you going, you've got to be on your hands and knees putting batteries and toys and the children will be a little bit feverish, a little bit upset and there'll be lots and lots of tears. Are you mopping all that up?
I'm afraid I am. And actually, yes, I should be envious of all the adult fun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they'll be laughing in the kitchen. There'll be carols in the kitchen. They'll be singing along. It'll be one of those, you know, just a little threesome, cosy little threesome. You'll feel left out in the cold.
Be very careful
what you wish for.
Yes, I know. And do you know, just to underline it, they've set up, apparently, a WhatsApp group with just the three of them to talk about the food. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I know. And I tell you, I've got nothing to do with the shopping list. I've dropped a few.
I want in on that WhatsApp.
I
might text Ellen and just say, listen, I just want linking in. I won't interfere. I won't say anything. I won't do anything. I just want to listen in on this Don't Tell Judith app. How brilliant. Do you know what the menu's going to be? Do you know what your starter, main and pudding are?
I do know a few things because they've appeared in the fridge and the freezer. I opened the fridge the other day. I don't know why I put them in the fridge. Guess how many...
What's he done?
Guess how many Christmas puddings he's bought.
Well, I bought two, so...
You haven't. How many people?
Six.
Well, maybe he's not... No, he's bought three full-size Christmas puddings for eight adults and two toddlers.
Well, I think it depends how big they are.
Well, they're big.
Oh,
how
right.
Big are yours? You know, they're full size.
Done, no, I've done mine. I managed to get... Oh, God, Judith. I missed the Christmas slot, obviously.
Of course you did.
Of course I did, because I was tardy. You know, people were talking about it. You started talking about it in about October, and I was la, 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 la.
In fact, I think one of the gang members sent us, I just remembered, an email.
The wink.
By the way.
Tipped the wink. Yeah, anyway, well, I didn't do it. So all my stuff's coming today. And it's such a lottery, Judith. I mean, I might as well just play Russian roulette with a gun, to be quite honest.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, it's going to be, you know, a risk as to the sell-by dates, isn't it?
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's Thursday. Yes, everything
yes.
could have a use-by Saturday.
It's and
in which case,
Monday,
I'm going. Yeah. I'm going because they in my supermarket they say everything's 5 days. Well, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah. That's
Friday,
Monday.
Saturday. Oh, that is tight.
It's tight, Judith.
Oh, I think
if
that was
they
a bit
say,
foolish.
Well, I couldn't get anything else, and I'm buggered if I'm going down there myself. Oh, not to do the big shop. I just can't. I just can't face it. So, I debated over the number of Christmas puddings, but I figured that there's going to be this jaunt to Wales. So they don't, you know, the thing about Christmas puddings, Judith, the sell-by dates are always about a year.
Oh, yes, they are actually, because sometimes you can carry them forward,
can't you? You can be so in front that on the 1st of January, you can sit there smugly knowing that you already have Christmas 2024's Christmas pudding in the cupboard.
Done. Sorted. Except it's going to be in your way all year.
Oh,
it's going to be in the fucking way.
And then in July, in the middle of the heat wave, you get sick of the sight of it and go, fuck that, it's going in the bin. Right. Okay, so you are off Christmas duty. No pinny wearing, Judith, no pinny wearing.
Well, there will be a gravy call. I know there'll be a gravy. I hope there'll be a gravy call.
No, I don't think there will.
Oh, God.
Because
you know
I think they'll have bought some backup. I think they'll have bought up. They'll have bought backup granules, which will be hidden somewhere.
Yes,
of course. If they can't get fresh, you will be treated to the kind of gravy that my guests will be having around my Christmas table, which is from a jar. Jarred gravy.
Jarred gravy?
Yeah, jarred gravy, because that's what the granules come in. They come in a jar. So it's going to... Yeah, I'm not making gravy.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, God, I'm not having any of your jarred gravy.
I don't know, Judith. I think once you get it all mulched in with your sprouts and your parsnips and your
slosh
cranberry...
Slosh it in a red wine, a little bit of sherry.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I haven't got sherry. I've got port, though, but I'm not wasting any port on a gravy. I tell you that for nothing.
Will you be agreeable this Christmas?
Well, I doubt it. It depends how well I am. You know, I've got a tiny tickle at the back of my throat, and I'm just thinking, oh, this is beautifully timed, isn't it? You know, this
fight it, Jenny.
This
fight
virus number 27 this year. When I made the mistake of going on public transport yesterday, and we will talk later of our family jaunt in Culture Corner.
Indeed.
But, you know, I mean, there are people that are... Some people are going out and just because there's COVID is around again, and apparently it's a really catching strain.
Oh God, is it really?
Yes.
Oh, that's depressing.
Oh,
that's
isn't it? Depressing. Go on. Anyway, and listen. So, have you got? Are the boys all sorted? Everybody's presents are bought, are they?
Well, they are, and I've made two little fleeces for the boys.
I saw them on the Instagram notice board, yes.
Well, I mean, there's shoddy aspects to them, I've got to be honest.
Has Sue inspected them?
Sue
yet?
Hasn't inspected them. No, I'm not going to do that, no.
Would she be tugging at the seams?
My grandmother used to do that. Did she?
Yeah, she's going to Topshop and she'd start tugging at seams and pulling at hems and just go talking under her breath but really loudly. Oh, shoddy. Shoddy workmanship. Shoddy. There's no lining. Why would you buy a skirt with no lining? That'll itch your legs. You know what you've got? You've got funny skin, Jenny, like me.
Now, I have to tell you something before we go any further. Arlo loves his pig in a blanket decoration.
Oh, does
so
he?
Much.
That's lovely.
The pig obsession continues. I mean, it really, it's so bad. It's so bad. I mean, they have to be prized out of his hands when he leaves the house. Because I'm phobic about not having any pigs in the house. So he has to be frisked before he leaves. And then, you know, there's always one clutched really tightly and I have to prize finger by finger. I'm almost breaking his hands. He's absolutely... And he cries and he cries. And then I'm on the verge of saying, oh, just let him take it. Let him take it.
Phoebe's going, no,
he's got to learn. He can't have everything. He's already an only child and it's going to backfire. Anyway,
I wonder why pigs. Well, why do they ever get obsessed with things, really? But
I think it's all animals, really, but it's especially pigs. Listen, we both did the same thing this week.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. But I think you enjoyed it more. I think this is a franchise. I don't know whether
anybody else.
Yeah, I do. I can't imagine that you saw the same trio we saw.
Well, it'd be interesting, won't it? You're called Bark to Baby.
And
we obviously both Googled... some fragrant, rather middle-class...
I didn't. Phoebe phoned up and said, I've got these tickets because it's local. It's in East Dulwich. It's in the church hall.
Yes.
And it's Bach to Baby.
Bach to Baby.
Which by which Bach they mean the composer fella.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, I'm already curling my fists.
Well, it's not your bag, really, is
it?
On the other hand, no. But their big selling point, as I understand it, is that toddlers can sort of move freely.
Well, I should damn well think so. Otherwise, there's no point. There's no point calling it Bach to Baby if babies can't do what the fuck they like. Because babies do. That's the point of entertaining babies.
Let them roam free. But so they did do that in Oxford. Did they not do that at yours?
They did it up to a point. There was a woman There was a woman with a magic star. And she did this little charming chat beforehand saying, and this is our magic circle and you can't cross this line.
Oh, ridiculous.
Yeah. But the thing is, there were a lot of, ankle grazing children around. You know, they weren't not all toddlers. There was a lot on the floor, a la Arlo,
Right.
I don't think people could keep time and keep playing if they've got kids crawling up their legs. You know? So anyway.
Possibly not.
But I was very disappointed by it, and I'm going to say why. Because it was all very well-meaning, and they were playing Victorian instruments, but they droned on about the Victorian instruments, and the kids couldn't... They don't care.
Of course they don't care. Well, we don't care much.
No, not much. I mean, it's interesting up to a point, but there were not enough sing-along carols.
Oh, yes. Well, we had three or four. And were you given the words, or did they just... show a stupid QR thing.
The code. I managed to download the code. I had all the words on my phone. I managed that. I don't mind that. I think we're all quite used to that now. It does, save the cost of printing ink, which, as we know, is the same price as frankincense or myrrh. We once said that in a grumpy show.
We did, printing ink.
Gold, frankincense and printing ink, because it's actually more expensive than myrrh. And, that when they did the carols, it was great.
Yes. I mean, I think the boy... I mean, Eddie actually really loved it, and there was no
magic
circle.
Well, that's because he's musical.
I think he is. I think he'd like
Did he sit under the piano?
No, he didn't, but he was right at the front. And he just stood there for the whole, absolutely in a trance. And you know how, it made me realise, of course, that that's what toddlers do and children do, isn't it? Like toddlers and drunks, like literally stare at people, up and down, like up and down, like really, really taking it all
It's
in.
A weird focus, isn't it? That you can't, and you can snap your fingers in front of them. They just don't see.
No.
They're just concentrating on the thing that they are concentrating on. And they form a kind of weird kind of force field between them and it. Mm-hmm. And nothing can, nothing can interrupt it.
No, not, yeah, so he loved it. Stanley wasn't that fussed, really, but he liked the girls.
Was he chasing the girls around?
He's going to be a big girl chaser, I tell you, because he really, he kept going up to them and putting his arms around them. And he was like,
that's nice, just giving them a bit of love.
Stroke their hair.
Everyone likes to have their hair stroked.
Well, indeed.
Well, so Arlo, he tried to get across the magic line.
Of course he did. Why wouldn't he?
His nappy, and then he was so angry, right? He was just crying. So Phoebe took him to the back of the church, which had a sort of little play area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, guess what he found? He found a jigsaw puzzle with pigs in it.
Did he really? Yeah, he homed in
and he hogged this jigsaw puzzle, and some other kids were crawling around trying to get to the jigsaw puzzle. But he was a bit like, you know, like Stanley is with girls, Arlo's like that about jigsaw pig puzzles.
Yes, yeah. I saw it first.
Yeah, yeah.
Bog off.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, it was well-meaning, but they need someone like me to go and say, it's not working, and I tell you for why this is not working entirely. Yeah, because you've got all the raw ingredients to really, really give everyone a rollicking great time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, talented musicians, instruments, people can download the words and sing along, and yet people, they're droning on about, well, in Queen Victoria's day. And you just think, no!
I know.
Anyway.
Yes, and it wasn't cheap, was it? But there you go. I think, yeah, some kids, well included. I mean, obviously Eddie enjoyed it, but yes, I'm not sure that we're going to be ambassadors, are we, for them?
No, and I'm sorry if anybody's offended by that. But, you know, I think sometimes people need reviewing for a reason. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, right now. And you're taking them for more entertainment. These poor children, all they want to do is sit on the floor and play with toys.
Dragging them out. I tell you what, they've had a really exhausting week, because we did Bark to Baby, then we took them to the Panto yesterday.
Ooh.
Yes. And then we also took them to the Sleeping Beauty kind of exhibition at Blenheim. So, and I was so fucking knackered last night after those three things. Honestly,
were you in bed
o'clock.
Before then? Yeah. In,
oh, 8 o'clock.
Desperate
honestly.
For your bed.
Absolutely.
Desperate for your bed. That thing where you just think, okay, it's 8 o'clock. I'm going to bed before 7-year-olds, but I need to go now.
But I've still got to go up the stairs, and that might just finish me off.
Well, we made it last night to 9:30.
And then daring.
We just thought, well, we could take, I just suggested to Jeff, I said, what if we take a little port upstairs?
Oh, you scab.
And finish watching Grand Designs in bed with a port.
Oh, yep. That's
Christmas. How was the Panto?
Sorry, that was like the equivalent of a sort of sexual kind.
Yeah, I know. Port and
Grand Designs in bed.
Yeah.
Nearest you're going to get to it.
Absolutely.
Panto, we only lasted the first half.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Tell you what they enjoyed. They enjoyed the snow, like little bits of foam coming down as snow. They loved that. And they loved the star, what do you call those, star disco balls? Disco ball with all the lights.
Yeah.
Like
the one that I get frightened of, that Arlo rolls at me and sniggers in my face.
What do you mean?
Well, I told you last week, I think, you know, he's got this ball that lights up that I don't like.
Oh, yes.
I think it's sort of,
yes.
You know, it interferes with my brain patterns.
Oh,
and I say, no, like that. And he I say, stop it. And it stops flashing. And he looks at me, gives me a smirk, and then throws it again. So it lights. Oh, dear. Anyway, so you took them to this. What's this Sleeping Beauty exhibition?
Oh, well, you know, Blenheim has these things on. They have a light trail where everything in Blenheim costs a fortune. I mean, it really does. And then they have this palace thing where, you know, it's the sleeping...
Is that Blenheim Palace, basically?
Yes, yeah,
they have this palace thing.
Yes.
It's a palace.
And it's a palace.
Not palace thing, yes. Okay.
And once a year they have this. They have these kind of trails, indoor trails, I suppose, and this year was Sleeping Beauty. So we thought we'd take them. It costs a ridiculous amount of money, but you kind of can change it to an annual pass, which is, you know, it makes it worthwhile. Anyway, we did that. First in, at 10 o'clock, we were... really desperate to get in. To time it before they have the nap. Anyway, we're in danger here, aren't we? But anyway, it was a sort of bonanza extravaganza of artificial flowers and crap, to be honest. Sorry, Blenheim. Sorry.
No, actually, Judith, on this episode today, it's a Christmas treat to us to tell it like it is. And a few people need a slight smack on the bottom and need to pull their socks up. And actually, everyone is skint. Can we just get this straight? Everyone is, it doesn't matter, you know, even if you're financially okay, everyone is feeling the pinch. And, you know, we can no longer waste money. I don't know anybody now who is just thinking, well, it doesn't really matter. It does matter.
Of course it
and
does.
And it matters what we are given in return for that money. And you thought it was too artificial, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was just a little bit sort of tacky everywhere. I mean, they've got this beautiful kind of hall in Blenheim and a massive tree. And you think, oh, that's rather nice. And then you think, oh, it's artificial. I mean, come on.
Judith. You
well,
are being
okay, but I'm
by
not...
your own petard here. Who is the queen of the artificial Christmas tree? And then all of a sudden you're surrounded by artificial Christmas trees at Blenheim Palace and you're in there thinking, well, this is a load of tat and where is my Christmas scent? Where is the scent of the pine tree?
I could have forgiven them that if the rest of it was wonderful, but it was... I bet you it was a kind of a truckload. I mean, a big truckload of artificial crap that goes round the country, and then they charge you a fortune. Anyway, the twins were not that fussed with it. The thing they liked the best about the whole morning was the automatic doors going in and out of the cafe. Loved those.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant. That's all you need. So basically, you need them to take them to an office block or just anywhere.
Shops.
Shops.
And then Stanley had a massive tantrum. I mean, like top of the range. You know the red carpet that you shuffle around in stately homes? Everyone shuffles around and you get somebody in the front who takes too long and I get, you know, anything. He had a massive tantrum face down on the middle of the red carpet, right in the middle of it all.
Great.
It was great sort of, you know... what do you call it? Like a traffic jam. Great. All piling up.
Were people muttering about him under their breath?
More than muttering.
They were saying, can somebody control that child?
just about. Oh, when he has one, honestly. Oh, he does.
Arlo hasn't started those yet. He just cries and cries and cries. It will grow into a tantrum when this happens. It's basically when you take things off him like a pig or you won't let him eat a third banana. I mean, he is so greedy with bananas. What he does is he will eat half a banana. It's all in his mouth, and then he'll try and get the other half in. It's physically not possible. And you try and say slow.
Well, you've got to be careful with bananas. Well, there's lots of potassium or something in them.
Well, I told you that myself. My father was warned off them. You can't go over two bananas a day.
No, a lot of potassium.
Anyway, you went on a carousel, didn't you?
Yes, the other thing they liked. Well, I thought we'd better, really. I thought, what's going to happen if they're going round and, you know, they both decide to get off? So, yes, I went on. Oh, I felt car sick, Jenny.
Judith.
I really did. I felt really car sick.
It was on a baby carousel.
Teeny weeny little thing we were. Yes, yeah. I was on some awful motorbike and he was, yeah. And as we were going round, I was pulling faces at the woman who wasn't even fucking looking, you know, she'd got the money belt on and looking somewhere else, probably on her phone. And I got her attention going round once and then I said, look, I really don't feel very well. I feel a bit sick. Can you stop it early? She was very reluctant to. She said, what about all the other children?
Well, yes, what about all the other... No, Judith, they probably paid to get... Did you have to pay to get on?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, well, tokens. Then, no, you just... I'm sorry, you have to swallow down the sick. You have to... You can sit and be sick as you like. But if I was there with my child who's enjoying it and it had to be stopped from some silly old bag... who felt car sick going, you know, 0.03 miles an hour, I'd be absolutely livid. I'd say to puke woman, I'd say to, right, you're paying for another round for all of us. Get your purse out.
Oh, you are such a cow, aren't you? You're right.
Yeah, like that. Christmas brings it out in me.
It does, doesn't it? In all of us. Well, you wait till Arlo goes on one of those and yeah. So
well,
right,
he'll have to be wrapped in cotton wool first.
Yeah, well, really?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And I'm going to just go to taste sensation of the week.
Oh, have you got one?
Yes, and I forgot to put it in the notes. But last Saturday, Jeff and I went to friends for dinner. It's not like us, but we did.
It's not. No. And what time? Oh, no. Very
well,
impressed.
We got home about 11:30.
Oh, bloody hell.
You know, on the bus, we were out there in Brixton catching buses hither and thither. And our friend Tony and Jane lived in Spain for a while when they were art school. I think they did that, you know, when you get a year abroad or whatever.
Oh, yes. Clever people did those courses.
Yes, learned how to make proper paella. Paella! And have a proper paella pan. And, you know, they know about my tomato allergy. And it was the prawns, fat prawns, mussels. I chucked the cockles out. I thought, I'm not eating that muck.
Can't see the point of a cockle.
No. And just red peppers and onion. Oh, it was and saffron rice. And it was, honestly,
beautiful.
Judith, yes.
Beautiful.
It was, and it looked sensational. Mm.
Was there plenty? There was
some left in the pan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you have seconds?
I had thirds.
Did you?
Yeah, they just left the pan in the... No.
Is that what the Spaniards do? Just help yourself?
Well, they just left the pan in the middle of the table. And I was just, you know, I'd had a few glasses of wine by this point. And I wasn't even spooning it onto my own plate. I was just eating it with my fork out of the big pan.
I wouldn't have allowed that.
Would
myself.
You? Oh, well, no, everyone, I wouldn't. Everyone was as pissed as me. So I think everybody was doing it. It was a good, fun evening. It just reminded me that I can enjoy myself.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes we do need reminding.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you're sort of, you've got your fork in the paella pan, you suddenly think to yourself, oh, this is what fun is like.
This is what people do when they have fun.
Yeah.
They don't look at their watch and think, well,
I know. Absolutely, because I said, listen, because we'd seen them the week before and said, listen, and they were saying, come round, come round. I said, okay, fine.
But can we start at 7 and leave at 9:30?
Oh, good idea.
And I honestly, we didn't leave till about 11:15.
Well, that's not the transaction at all. Are you sure?
I know, we overstayed our welcome. They'd gone to bed. We just stayed up with the paella pan. Shall we go now to Culture Corner?
Yes, we should. TV.
Start with telly.
Start with telly.
Yes, what? You go first. What? You go. Well, I was sighing then about the state of television.
It's poor at the moment. Yes,
it's
I agree.
Shoddy.
The only good thing is The Crown, which I'm saving. You know, like the best chocolate in the box.
How many have you seen?
Well, we're into the second batch, the final batch, and I think we've only seen the first one actually, about Blair, which I loved.
I got a bit bored during this.
Oh, Jenny.
I know. I'm going to say it. I think it's. There were moments in that second batch of the last series which I treasured, and thought this is a lovely, lovely moment. There was a very moving bit about Princess Margaret dying. I don't think I'm doing any spoilers here.
Moving bit about Princess Margaret. I'm struggling with that sentence.
No,
but right,
it was
okay.
Because of their actual sort of, you know, that. The relationship between sisters, however tricky it might be, is just a special thing. It's a weird thing. Even if you don't like your sister, you love her. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And we also enjoyed the cheese feast of Will at university. It is a cheese feast.
What do you mean?
It is incredibly cheesy. It's fantastically cheesy.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah.
And they paint Kate's mum as this sort of Machiavellian Mrs. Bennet who had the whole thing planned.
I bet she did.
From when Kate was 13.
Really?
Well, I'm sure she... There's a scene, and who knows whether this actually happens or not. Oh, no, I shouldn't say it, but there is an encounter between Kate and William years before they meet at university. That is all I'm going to say. There is a street encounter.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I've whet your appetite now.
Uh-huh.
But I think on the whole, it is what they say in TV land, jump the shark.
Has it really? Right, okay, well...
Too many ghosts.
Yes, that's not... That was not a good decision.
Yeah, well, they do it some more. It gets overdone and it starts to feel a bit cheap. Still some great moments. And I think that it was really nice seeing Jonathan Pryce having fun as Prince Philip.
Did he have fun? What was he doing? Oh, on those carriages.
There's another bit later on where he sort of comes into his own a bit. Because otherwise, you know, it's quite a dull part.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Oh, I'm intrigued. Okay.
Now, I'll tell you what, just as a tip for the sloths, really, I think the larks can probably, you know, do something else, busy themselves, maybe wash a window or something while I'm discussing this. But for all sloths, calling all sloths, Talking Pictures TV, which is on Freeview Television. So
what's
it's
that?
Just
Talking Pictures TV, what's that?
It's a channel. I think it's around number 7. I can't believe you haven't. It's a free channel, and I think it's around number 17 or 27. You have to find it anyway on your guide.
Okay.
And they do black and white movies in the morning.
What, so you have to watch them then? You can't save them up and do it after you wash the windows?
Well, you can on a computer because there's a red button option or something. You can on a computer, but not on a real television. There's no red button or play again, or it hasn't got Talking Pictures Extra. Not yet. One day. But this week has seen some very fine crime capers. About 8:15 in the morning till about 10 o'clock. Jeff and I just lie there.
Is that what you do with your mornings? Yeah, is that what you do?
Sometimes, yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm quite shocked.
Well, I think at Christmas, I think in the wintertime, you can't do it in the summer, obviously, if the sun's streaming through the windows, then it's very wrong.
No, quite.
But there are a couple of good British black and white movies this week. There's one called Profile. And then one called The Impact. I don't think that was English. But anyway, I'm just suggesting for all the sloths, if you need another excuse to stay in bed for another hour, check out what's on talkingpictures.com.
Okay.
On Saturdays, they go cowboy and kids.
Oh, dear. I know.
Can
you imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, there we go. Okay. What else? Okay, let's just give people other options for TV.
Vigil, Mike is really enjoying. I keep falling asleep in it. I think you practically need a notebook. I mean, I can't be bothered. Are you into it, The Vigil?
We haven't started that. I have to say, we have not joined in. I don't know. We did The Crown this week. We've had a lot of early nights.
I found something really wonderful last night. In the Storyville series, you know that wonderful BBC fantastic
document.
Yeah. They're always good Storyvilles, and it was a documentary about the Warsaw Chopin piano competition. It's called Pianoforte, and it's about all these young, absolutely brilliant pianists who compete over 4 days. Only happens once every 4 years, and over 4 days they have a winner, big prize, and whoever wins it is like the Olympics of piano pianists.
Yeah.
And okay, that, I mean, you know, you might think, oh, that sounds a bit dry, but it's all the kind of backstories. It's gorgeous little boy. He's not a little boy, but he's a teenager. And
is it in English or is it subtitled?
It's subtitled, and some of them
struggle.
Do speak English.
Yeah,
well, no,
some
of them speak English, so it's a bit of a mixture. But there's this one, I won't tell you who wins, but there's this one teenage boy, and you see him playing, and he lives in one of those ghastly, I mean, absolutely terrible tower blocks in China that are right next to the one next door, you know, tiny rooms. And basically his piano takes up the family's entire sort of living room / kitchen.
Well, he obviously wins.
I'm not going to say because you see lots of their home lives and everything.
Okay.
And you know, some of them are not the sort of privileged kind of middle class at all, but they've got amazing backstories. It's a really lovely. And it's probably quite a good companion piece, I would say, to The Piano. And that's also, I think, on BBC, isn't it?
What, the film, no. The Piano?
No, the one where they play in Charing Cross Station.
Not Charing.
Is it King's Cross?
I think it's St Pancras.
St Pancras, of course,
yeah,
it is.
So, if I enjoyed piano music, and classical music, I might watch that. But I'd have to skip the piano playing bits and just go to the
the backstories.
Yeah, the backstories. Anything on the radio, Judith?
New series of Rewinder.
I don't know Rewinder.
Of course you do.
No, I don't.
It's Greg J. Yes, you do.
No,
it's
I don't.
It's Jeez, it's about don't. Series 4 or 5 or 6. Okay. You've got an absolute joy of a back catalogue there to look at, to listen to. And
is it just them feasting on their back catalogues of stuff? Is it just them diving into the air?
Yes,
archives?
It's a scamper through the BBC archive.
Okay,
but it's television and radio mixed. But this the one last week, which was the first in the series, was basically a Fanny Craddock and Blue Peter Christmas makes.
Oh well, then that's yes. That does sound chock-a-block with goodies.
Tell you what, I mean, Fanny Craddock,
oh, massive
stabbing the goose with a fork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. She was a very angry woman.
Oh,
yeah.
She was bossing people around. No, marvellous. no, take that out. I didn't tell you to do that. I mean, just...
She was a complete and utter bitch and she didn't care.
Absolutely. And the way she glid, I can picture her now gliding.
It was just the eyes and the massive lips.
Yes,
and the sort of
yes.
Total panto villain Dane thing going on.
And I imagine half pissed.
Oh yeah.
But and Johnny as well, the poor
henpecked Johnny.
Oh dear.
We're listening to another Agatha Christie at the moment. I think we're just in that mode, Jeff and I, where we're sort of just hunkering down a bit.
Yes, I think everybody is. I know
it's
what
cozy
you mean.
Mode time, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
this
one on Audible's got rather too many silly voices, but once that calms down, it will be good. It's the narrator's trying to do everybody, and because of that, she's gone a bit high-pitched on some of them. I find very high-pitched quite difficult. Now, listen, I have to give the biggest plug, not just to our upcoming gig at the Lowry, which we'll speak of in a minute.
Yes.
Me, Jeff and Phoebe went to see Cabaret in the West End yesterday, and this is the production that's been knocking around for 3 years, maybe. I think it started during lockdown or just before lockdown with Eddie Redmayne and Jesse Buckley.
Lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. And having seen the production yesterday afternoon, matinee, perfect timing, 2 o'clock, You get out about 4:45. And there was not a moment where I looked at my watch, Judith, not a moment. It's an experience, right? So you step off the pavement into like a club. It's like going to a club. And you get to the bottom of one flight of stairs and they put a sticker over the camera on your phone. So you're not allowed to take any photographs beyond a certain point. Yeah.
Gosh.
And they have all these drink stations, like little cocktail bars, and there's the prologue dancers and musicians who are just sort of all behind beaded curtains doing extraordinary accordion music and dancing and saxophones and things like this. It's a scene-setting thing.
Wow.
And yeah. So before the show starts, you're getting your money's worth. It's like, you just go, bloody hell. And you get a little glass of schnapps or some kind of liqueur as you come in. In a little shot glass.
Is it tables? Do you sit round tables?
Oh, that's if you pay lots of money.
I see.
Yeah, I've been to that theatre before when it's been in a more traditional setup, but they put it in the round. And because of what they've done and because of the production, I think there's under 600 people can get in per show. So it's not like one of those very anonymous theatres. It feels very intimate. And we had front row dress circles, which is the first layer of circles. And it was, you know, at first I thought, God, these seats are shit. I'm so furious. These seats are rubbish. Because there was a big lampshade hanging in front of me.
Oh, no!
Yeah, absolutely. As the show started, the lampshade lifted up and went to the sky.
Thank God.
And it was the most remarkable thing that I have seen in the West End for a very long time.
Oh, Jenny, that sounds good.
And the two leads at the moment... Jake Shears from Scissor Sisters playing the MC, giving it everything. I mean, I don't know how they are doing two shows a day. It is nearly 3 hours and there are two show days. What the cast are doing is so breathtaking throughout. Mm. It's just magnificent. It really, really is. I mean, people will sort of say, well, that's not my idea of Sally Bowles, or that's not, you know, whatever. But the singing is sensational. The charm of it, the atmosphere it creates in the theatre is something that really special.
Wow.
Really, really special.
Wow.
I normally sit through shows and, I, you know, even if I enjoy them, I normally have a little sneaky look at my watch or I normally think, how much did this cost?
Mm.
And I think we paid £90 each for a ticket. Now, that's sort of more or less unheard of for me because you know how mean I am. I just didn't regret a penny of it.
I mean, if it's that sensational, then, you know, you don't resent it, do you?
I could see where the money went.
Yeah,
I could see where it had been spent. And it was
really
worth
want to see that.
The costumes, it's magnificent. Now, I have to give a bladder warning for those that, you know, do struggle a bit. The first half is an hour and 45 minutes. The second half is only 45 minutes. And there are reasons for that.
Okay.
But if you leave during the first half and you're sitting in certain places, you are not allowed back in until you know, various points. You could be waiting for half an hour. They put a screen up outside in a special room. So if you are caught short and you have to step out.
Do they?
Yeah,
gosh.
Yeah. There's somewhere to watch the show because, I mean, otherwise you'd be livid, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
And apparently the woman behind me said, no, it was great. It was like in this special VIP room and it feels really special. So...
That's clever and thoughtful.
Yeah.
Actually.
And, well, yeah. But, you know, some people, I mean, I can be quite camelish. But it was, I cried, Judith. I cried because it was so good and I cried because it was so moving.
Wow.
And it just makes me want to watch the 70s film, you know, with Liza Minnelli again.
Who wrote it, actually?
Well, originally it was a book by Christopher Isherwood called Goodbye to Berlin. And then it became a play called I Am a Camera. And Christopher Isherwood was bisexual, you know, bloke who spent time in Berlin. You can look all that up. I mean, there's the massive background to the productions, the various productions, film, play, whatever. But it did originate as a book.
Right. Okay.
Which I was, you know, I was very, very pleased to be able to inform people on the road behind. Oh, no, I think you'll find originally Christopher Isherwood. And there was another bloke my age a bit further down going, yes, Christopher Isherwood.
Anyway, there you go.
That's a terrifyingly accurate impression of a
Yeah, absolutely. Just slightly know-it-all and having to let people know that you are a know-it-all.
Yeah,
I think the film came out at a quite seminal time for me, about probably when I was, before I was auditioning for drama schools. And I think I might have tried to do one... No, I think I thought about doing one of the songs from Cabaret and then realised that I couldn't. Anyway, for my audition to get into drama school.
Yes.
Anyway, it is time now for us to plug our own show.
Our own show, absolutely. Yes. I don't think... Now, we need these tickets to go, don't we? We need them to... I think the tickets are going well.
Fly out of the door.
People. Otherwise, we won't be able to do any more shows, which we want to do.
I think that they're going at a very reasonable rate. We're very grateful to everybody who's bought tickets already, especially at this time of year when everyone's...
It's a tricky week, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but we are almost humbled, but that's impossible, by the people who've already booked. You know, if you are local and you can make it, it is a Sunday afternoon matinee. It's a two-hour show, isn't it, Judith?
Yes, with an interval.
Yes,
that's right,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, yeah. We sometimes run a little over. We'll see. Now, having seen Cabaret...
March the 3rd.
Sunday, yes. March 3rd. Having
How do they
seen
get
Cabaret,
the tickets? I'm sorry.
Well, they go to the Lowry or they go to... I think we've got a link on our Instagram.
Yes, it's very easy though just to go to the Lowry Manchester, yes, and then it's recently added shows and you'll get to it very quickly.
Very easily, yes. Having seen Cabaret, I think we need to up the stakes a bit though. I think we need to add a little bit of choreography. I think there might have to be some bras and suspender
fishnets.
Work.
I think
you might have to have fishnets.
Might come into their own.
Absolutely.
That was meant to be, wasn't it?
I had it planned all along. Right, now then, we are on emails. Loads of emails.
That's
loads and loads of emails.
Very, very good email work this week, gang. Where to start? Well,
I'm going to, because I star them on my phone.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Efficient.
But you start with ones that you have noted for the notes.
Well, panty liner usage started by Queen's Guide gang member who used her panty liner sticky side up to get something that she'd dropped down between the...
To get a key card.
Between the driver's seat and the... gear stick in the car. Anyway, so yes, other uses. Right, we've got one from Fiona, age 61 and a half, from Leafy Lytham.
Oh, she just broke my dream. I dreamt of Lytham last night. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway, she says,
spent a week in London in the spring walking miles every day, ended up using panty liners as insoles for walking boots to ease my blisters. She sent us a photo. Brilliant work, Fiona.
Yes, we had a lot of people actually with the same tip, the panty liner inside the shoe.
Yes.
We had one woman, I wish I could find the email, you'll know who you are, but her boyfriend used to nick her pant liners to put in his shoes.
In his shoes, yes.
Yes, and they've split up, but, you know, if she thinks of him, she just thinks of him wearing shoes with her panty liners in.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not surprised to hear they split up. I don't know why, but there you go.
I think buy your own panty liners. Don't nick mine for your shoes. Yes. I'm not going to be able to use them after they've been in your boots for a day.
You've got to go to Michelle. Yeah, go on. Do you want
She's
to see Michelle?
She's a youngster. She's 38 and 11 months. And I think she won't mind if we put these on the notice board. We'll have to work out a way of doing that. I can do that. Thanks for another year of delightful chit-chat. Discovered you during lockdown. Thank you very much. And she sent us last year her ridiculous tampon decorations.
Yes, and fluffy sort of fairies, I think, weren't they?
Yes,
were they?
She says
snowballs.
She's retired this hobby for now because there are limits to what you can do with a tampon and a pair of googly eyes. But last week you were asking for ingenious uses of panty liners. Surprisingly, these are an item I have not yet made anything out of. I did, however, briefly dabble in breast pads when my sister-in-law palmed off a box of her leftovers to see what I could do with them. Needless to say, she was given a rather fetching pair of festive earmuffs to wear that year.
Listen, everybody, we've just had a massive technical hitch. It was my fault entirely. I blame my sister's house. It has gremlins and very jealous of my career. So obviously set up some kind of sabotage. We are going to have to finish right now, sadly, because Daisy has things that she has to do and we must not stop her and ruin her life.
Are you sure?
Yes, absolutely. It's not like us. It's not, you know, the nice veneer is wearing thin, but not that thin. We will love you and leave you for this week, but we won't be back next week either, will we?
No. Well, we'll be busy. Everyone will be busy with Christmas.
No, absolutely. So this is, happy Christmas, everybody.
Well, this is, thank you very much if you have listened in 2023. Please stick with us throughout 2024.
And if you can get to the Lowry on March the 3rd, we'd love to see you there. Judith, I will speak to you anon. Daisy, I wish you all the festive best.
Indeed. Have a lovely time, gang. And you, Jenny, and Daisy. Yeah. And happy new year.
Try and be amiable. Okay, let's all try that. Let's try. Okay, lots of love. Thank you very much. Bye. Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.